Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And look who's come in now at the barrel of the pistol with Penix. Algier with Robinson flanked out to the left. Bijan in motion here to the near side. Going to hand it to Algier. Here goes Tyler. Bang! 10, 5, and it falls on the board.
Drop
touchdown.
The hammer, big boy.
He banged away at a man at the 15 and then just dropped the hammer into four-wheel drive.
He looked like he went and found him, Wes.
Golly, Pete.
It is Victory Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and taking your calls all morning at 404-726-0929. Falcons beat the Buffalo Bills here at home 24-14. We can't say it enough. Michael Penix was 20 of 32 for 250 yards and a touchdown. Bijan Robinson, I mean, he had an 81-yard touchdown run as part of his 238 scrimmage yards, the second highest single-game total this season in the NFL. How did he not fall down? How did he not fall down when he was grabbed from behind? He just kept going. Yeah.
Because he's the Matrix.
He is the Matrix. I thought it a nice job. Arch and Wes always do a nice job of kind of highlighting his balance. And it's just, it's insane. It really is. It's next level. It is I'm glad the NFL world had a chance to watch that on primetime last night.
Well, let's go out to the phone lines. We are taking your calls all morning, 404-726-0929. Let's go to Tony in Decatur. What's going on, Tony?
Yes, hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I called yesterday and they said, do you think the Falcons are a playoff team? I said, I don't know, but I said they beat Buffalo. I said they're a playoff team. So I'm now the Falcons are a playoff team, caliber team. You know, I'm critical when they don't do good. Let's be complimentary when they do good.
Attaboy, Tony.
They did very well. I'm always critical. Number 20, I got to compliment D. Alford. Number 20 did well. The team did well. I'm fired up, and I'm going to stay fired up because they really looked good last night. Thank you for taking my call. Let's go, Falcons.
Appreciate you, Tony.
That's
Look,
beautiful, man.
I said it in pregame. We need to. I'm glad he brought up number 20, D. Alford. We need to talk about D. Alford because D. Alford was – basically left, I don't want to say left for dead, but basically he was sent packing by many of the fan base and people that cover this team after the end of last season, and it was a rough end of the season. But so far this year, he's been as important and valuable to anyone in your secondary that you have. And I'll tell you why. Because A.J. Terrell goes down in that Minnesota game, I think it was the first half, Mike, end of the first half.
Yeah.
And D. Alford steps on the outside and plays 2.5 games in the outside corner position and actually does pretty good. For as bad as the game in Charlotte was, that he did a pretty good job on Teteroa and McMillan and held him under 100 yards, and that guy has been phenomenal this year. He was out playing on an island in this defense at times. In a passing defense that hasn't allowed a 200-yard passer yet. And then last night, you know, Bowman can't go, and he slides back into the position that he played primarily last year and that he actually competed for the job and lost.
Yeah.
And all he did was fill in with a sack and an interception and made plays all over the field. So it's a great, great point by Tony to bring it up.
Yeah, and look, I'll follow up on that. And you said, you know, some of the fans and by the people that cover this team. Let's be honest. Billy Bowman was drafted to beat out D. Alford. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it wasn't just the fans, it wasn't just the media. This coaching staff replaced D. Alford as well. And he didn't take that as a sign to tuck tail and try to find another situation. He took that as a sign that I'm going to come in and work and I'm going to, you know, find a spot on this team. And he absolutely has done that.
And he comes into the interview with Arch, and I'm not doing it. I'm just standing there producing it. And Arch, take us through. And he goes, yeah, I don't know the name of the player, but number 25 for Buffalo made the exact same play last week against them. I mean, New England made the exact same play against them. He goes, I saw it on film. So when I saw it, I knew it. I knew that I had an opportunity, and he took it. Dude, you can be limited physically. I mean, you got to have some physical gifts in the NFL, but the mental IQ, the football IQ, and the studying and the film review and being the, you know, Ricardo Allen was the guy that literally made his name on this team years ago. A DB, a corner moved to safety because of his film study and his football IQ. Now he's a coach somewhere. That's what D. Alford is showing me right now. And he's not a backup. I mean, he's not a starter necessarily, but he's sure as hell ready to be one. And he's been one for more times than not this year, 3 of the 5.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got Randy in McDonough. Good morning, Randy.
Randy! Let's go!
Hey, Mike, you know what up, my boy?
Hey, man, let's go!
What's up? Hey, how many points I told you was going to score yesterday? That's all we needed, man.
Let's go.
Hey, look, man. Hey, that was a dominant first half, guys. I'm not sure if y'all really saw what was going on. That was a dominant first half. We got them out to run early. They tried to sneak back in it after we didn't get that touchdown before half. But after that, we settled in, man, and our defense really stepped up and finished the game off for us, man. And I don't know if y'all noticed, everywhere that Jesse Bates is, Watts is right behind him. Everywhere. So, man, I got trust in that defense, man, because we've been led by Ellis and Bates, man. So, hey, that's a good win. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm out.
Hey.
Rise up.
Let's go, man.
A phenomenal, phenomenal call there. You can also call in 404-726-0929. I feel like everyone's going to have a little pep in their step today.
I feel it. Eventually I probably will. Still kind of a little bit groggy from the air mattress, but we're waking up. We're getting the vibes rolling. I want to go back to D. Alford for just one second, Bo, and talk about that, because I think that is such a good point by you and such a massive part of the continuity of this secondary and of this defense. And I wondered going to the game, you and I talked about it on pregame, right, about Billy Bowman being out and how our defense at times last week used kind of that 5-1 formation. Remember we talked about it where they were bringing Billy Bowman into the box, they were bringing Jesse Bates into the box on each side of Divine Diablo. I wondered if, given the circumstances with D. Alford, he's a little bit more slight than a Billy Bowman, not quite the, you know, physical stature of a Billy Bowman. They didn't even hesitate to use him in situations like that last night. Now, it called for a little bit more 22 personnel out of Buffalo. Obviously, Kincaid being injured, they go to a fullback set. But I thought that he did a really good job when asked to play in the box of at least throwing his body around and trying to play with physicality. And that's just another element of his game that I'm not sure that we really knew was there and what was being asked of him last year.
Yeah, I think it is more physical than what was asked him in the past. Well, I want to give he named two leaders on the defense. Can I say Leonard Floyd's name? Because I think Leonard Floyd and David Onyemata are doing a pretty good job as the elders on the defensive line. And Jalen Walker and James Pierce are making plays. I don't know if it's the stat sheet plays that you feel like you're obligated to see. But they're making plays.
Yeah.
They're playing with discipline. There was one point last night on that third down that they're at midfield. I think it was in the second half. And Allen rolls to his left. And he's going to run for the first down. And all of a sudden, he sees number 11 closing. And he tries to flick it over. And it falls incomplete. It's a play that we normally see him make. That play was made by Jalen Walker out there. Now, the flush, he was flushed. That's different. But Jalen Walker being there. The James Pierce and Jalen Walker are playing with a lot more discipline right now than they did early.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of plays that stick out like that. And I think we've got kudos probably all day. But Divine Diablo had a play where Josh Allen's rolling right. And he gets outside of the pocket. And he actually probably gained, I don't know, 3 or 4 yards. But Divine Diablo with his speed and angle, I just kept thinking to myself, if this is last year's defense, I don't know that we stopped that for less than a 10-yard gain. But Divine Diablo's ranginess, and it's all we talked about when he was signed. It's like, dude, this is a 4-4 guy, used to play safety. Just seeing the angle he took at Josh Allen, and Josh Allen sees him coming and kind of stops his feet and is like, oh, I need to make a cut here. This guy is closing really quickly. And it's just one of those things where I know that if you go to last year's defense, Josh Allen's probably stiff-arming whoever it is coming from the linebacker spot, and he's probably getting 10 more yards up the sideline. But nope, had to stop. Had to try to cut back. He's tackled for a minimal gain, and I felt like that was the story of the game last night.
Yeah, I don't think Lamon gets there back in the day. Also, give Divine Diablo the attaboy for the no-look deflection.
Oh, yeah, the over-the-shoulder.
Because that's a dime.
That was early in the game.
And that's a dime, and Diablo sees, I think it was Knox, he sees his hands. He shows his hands briefly, like real quick. He flashes them, and Diablo's like, nah!
Yeah, put the eagle wings up. Help me. The next play is the next play after that was the one right there again where Raheem had to challenge it right in front of the Falcons bench. That was a good throw over the shoulder.
What a dime he threw.
That was incredible.
Everything was just so incredibly exciting last night. We've got one more call we can get to right now. T from South Fulton. Good morning, T. What's going on?
Come on, T.
Man, good morning, man. I'm so fired up this morning, man. That stadium was on fire last night.
Let's go.
Shout out to Jeff Albrecht for having that defense ready to go to war. Man, I almost sold my tickets yesterday. But the wife was like, let's just go to the game. And when I got in that stadium, I was ready to go too. Hey. So shout out to Jeff Albrecht for having that defense ready to go to war, man. I appreciate y'all.
Shout out to your wife for saying, no, we're going to the game.
I was going to say, man, there were quite a few people that evidently opted to sell their tickets. But I'm glad that you didn't, T. So that was good. I had people ask me what the stadium split was last night. I don't know. I just know that the Bills fans were rowdy. They were rowdy and they were loud.
Remember when I said it felt like it could feel like an SEC championship game?
Yeah.
I don't think it was quite that. It was not that split. We still had the majority, but it was too close for comfort.
Yeah.
But all it means is that a lot of people went home unhappy and the majority didn't.
It was hard to tell who had the split. And the only way you could start to kind of break it apart is when the flags started, when Falcons fans started getting out the flags.
Yeah.
And I quickly was trying to take a head count like, where are we at? Where are we at?
Allie, I'm biased because we sit where our booth is on the visitor's side because of the way they've set the field up. So it does feel like, man, well, there's Bill fans here, but they represented. And there's a lot to live in this city.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, it's the same conversation. We talk about some of the blue bloods in the NFL. It's an easy plane flight.
Mm-hmm,
some of these guys were out there tailgating, you know, 11 o'clock yesterday. So, it's big kudos then. But, again, keep coming back around to it. Kudos to the Falcons for sending them home with a loss.
Baby. Yeah.
That's all it comes down to. Let's go.
I saw on one of my girlfriend's stories on Instagram, she's from New York, and some restaurant here in Atlanta was making it snow yesterday for the Bills Mafia.
Wow.
I was like, whoa, what's going on here? So this is actually going to play into my Mac drop coming up at 6:40. But this Friday, you can come to McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers for a special edition of The Morning Shift. We're going to be having breakfast and previewing the weekend's big college and pro football action, and you can join us. It's Friday from 6 to 9 at the McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers with The Morning Shift. That's us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to get into some college football headlines. A lot of fallout from the weekend. Like I said, I've got a mission for our Falcons fans. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.